This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we wind down our lectures, one of our final lectures is today, and it is very, very pertinent that we do perhaps the most important dua of the Quran, or one of the most important duas. It might be the most important, but it is definitely amongst the most important duas of the entire Quran. And it is the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to end Surah Al-Baqarah with. And Surah Al-Baqarah is a blessed surah. It is one of the most blessed surahs in the Quran. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended and commanded us, not a command that is an obligation, but he strongly told us, "Alaykum bil Baqarah." I command you to read Baqarah, to memorize Baqarah, because holding on to it is a great thing, and abandoning it will cause regret. Our Prophet ﷺ says, Surah Al-Baqarah is a Baqarah, that is a surah that if it's recited in a household, the shaitan runs away from it. Any household that recites Surah Al-Baqarah, shaitan will run away. Shaitan does not live in the house where Surah Baqarah is recited. Surah Al-Baqarah contains the single greatest ayah in the whole Quran, and that is, what is the best ayah in the Quran, brothers and sisters? Ayatul Kursi, and that is in Surah Al-Baqarah. So this blessed surah, our Prophet ﷺ said, on Judgment Day, Baqarah and Ali Imran will come like they are two massive clouds of rain, sheltering their people, meaning the people who memorized and read Baqarah and Ali Imran. They will come like two massive clouds of rain. You know, when you see rain and you're in the desert, it's a sign of happiness. It's a sign of, we have now salvation. So Baqarah and Ali Imran will come and they will cheer up the people on Judgment Day, those who recited them. So indeed, the ending of Baqarah must be a very, very powerful ending. And we know this for multiple reasons. Of them, Ibn Abbas narrated that one day an angel came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when Jibreel was sitting with him. And Jibreel said that, O Messenger of Allah, this angel, he has come down to earth for the first time. And Allah has told him to come down for the first time for this news. And the angel said that, Ya Rasulullah, I have been told to give you the glad tidings to the believers that you have been given two nur, two lights that no prophet before you has been given. The first is Surah Al-Fatiha, and the second is Khawatim Surah Al-Baqarah, the ending of Surah Al-Baqarah. These two, no prophet before you has been given. So Surah Al-Fatiha, I said at the beginning of my talk that this might be the best dua. The only competition is Fatiha. If there is a competition with the Khawatim of Baqarah, it is Fatiha. Between Fatiha and the end of Baqarah, you have the most important du'as of the Quran. These are definitely the two most important du'as for all of us to memorize from the Quran. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever recites the Khawatim of Baqarah, the end of Baqarah, before he goes to sleep, it shall be sufficient for him. Kafatahu. What does it mean? It shall be sufficient for him. Some have said that it means that even if he doesn't pray tahajjud, then he has gotten enough of a reward that is good enough that he didn't pray tahajjud. Some have said it is sufficient to protect him against shaitan. Both meanings are valid. So the Prophet ﷺ is saying, before we go to sleep, this is something we should do on a daily basis. That when we are lying down, we recite the adhkar. And of those adhkar before going to sleep is the last khawatim of Surah Al-Baqarah. So what exactly is this dua of Surah Al-Baqarah? And of course, time is limited. I'm going to have to zoom over it. And I have given a longer lecture about the ending of Surah Baqarah from this very podium many, many years ago in Ramadan. So in the ending, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam believes in all that has been revealed to him from his Lord, and the believers also believe. والمؤمنون here means, and also the believers believe. The believers believe in what Allah has revealed. كلٌ, all of them, they believe. What do they believe in? So here, Allah is summarizing the main points of Islam. This is what Islam is. And by reciting them, we affirm our aqidah, our tawheed, our kalima, our risala. We affirm, we too believe in all of this, O Allah. كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. They believe in these arkan, in Allah, and in the angels, and in the books, and in the messengers. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّن رُسُلِهِ. We do not distinguish between the messengers in the sense we don't accept some and reject others. All of them are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't accept, you know, Jesus and reject Muhammad as some groups do. We don't accept Moses and reject Jesus as others do. No, we accept all of them as having come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا. And the believers say, سمعنا وأطعنا. We hear and we obey. We try our best. That's the spirit of Islam. We're going to try, O Allah. We hear the command. We're going to try to obey as best as we can. غفرانك. If we cannot be perfect, we ask your forgiveness. غفرانك here means your forgiveness, O Allah. We are invoking the forgiveness of Allah as if we are saying, O Allah, forgive us. So غفرانك literally translates as your forgiveness. But it is as if we are saying, O Allah, we want your forgiveness. غفرانك translates as, O Allah, we want your forgiveness. So we hear, we obey, but we're not going to be perfect. When we're not perfect, O Allah, we ask for your forgiveness. غفرانك. And غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. And O Allah, we know that we shall return to you. So this is the final pillar of faith, and that is returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for belief in Qadr, so this lists 5 points. Somebody will say, but there are 6 points of Iman. One of them is Qadr. In reality, technically speaking, Qadr is in reality incorporated in believing in Allah, because Allah is all powerful and all knowledgeable, and that is Qadr. So true belief in Allah automatically implies true belief in Qadr, because there is no God that is incapable. There is no God that doesn't know. There is no God that is not all powerful. So when we affirm the entire pillars, this is a declaration of the pillars of Iman. And we say to Allah, O Allah, we believe in all of these pillars, and we know what you want us to do. We are trying our best, O Allah, but if we fail, غفرانك, we want your forgiveness. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah is not going to burden a soul with more than what it can bear. And this is a consolation to all of us struggling with life's problems, because we all have problems, my dear brothers and sisters, financial, personal, marital, societal. We have problems of Islamophobia. We have problems at every level. So we need consolation. And this verse tells us, whatever your problems are, Allah knows them, and Allah knows you have enough faith. You have enough determination, you have enough courage to pass the test. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. If you are facing it, you can pass it. If you're in it, you can get out of it. That is what Allah is saying. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. For it, for its benefit, will be all the good that it does. And against it, tallied against you, will be what you have done of evil. So Allah is saying, look, the chances of survival, the chances of winning and failing, they are with you. لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. Your good deeds are going to decide, not your circumstances, not the people around you. You have to decide, with Allah's permission and pleasure, you have to decide what you want. And the good that you do will benefit you, and the evil that you do will be held against you. لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. O our Lord, do not call us to task. Do not punish us if we forget and make a mistake, or if we make a mistake accidentally. So two circumstances we are saying, O Allah, don't even put it into our hisab. Don't even bring it on our account if we genuinely forget. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has raised the pen. There is no hisab for the one who genuinely forgets, or the one who is forced to do something, or the one who makes a mistake. Genuinely forget, you were supposed to pray dhuhr, and it just, you didn't see the time, and you realize it's beyond the time accidentally. You are forgiven, you make up on your own, there is no kafara. Or you make a khata, you make a mistake, that you thought you're praying in the right direction, or you thought it's time to break the fast. It's a khata. You're not going to go to Jahannam if you made a genuine mistake. You might have to make up the fast, you might have to make up the prayer, but there's no sin, other than the penalty of basically making it up. So, لا تؤاخذنا. O Allah, if we make a mistake or we forget, then O Allah, don't even counted. لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. O our Lord, do not place on us a covenant, an isr. And an isr here is a religious covenant. It is a sharia, that is a strict sharia. It is the covenant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah says in the Quran, وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَلَى ذَٰلِكَ إِصْرِي. So isr here, one can say, this is the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are saying, O Allah, don't place on us those religious burdens that were placed on people before us. Meaning, listen to this, our sharia is the easiest sharia of all. Our laws are the easiest of laws. And if you study the laws of, let us say, the Jewish people and how strict they have to obey their laws of the kashrut and the kosher and whatnot, you will say, my God, how can they live with these strict laws? But that was the law Allah gave them. So we say to Allah, oh Allah, we don't want those strict laws. We want an easier set of laws. So we make dua to Allah that, oh Allah, the laws that you're going to reveal. Baqarah is an early revelation. Baqarah came in early Medina. So, oh Allah, the laws you're going to reveal, don't make them difficult for us. And Allah says in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants to make things easy. Allah does not want to make things difficult. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. He has not made the religion difficult for you. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ هَذَا الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ. This deen is so easy. And anyone who tries to make it more difficult, that person shall be destroyed, not the religion. So the religion is easy. So we're making dua to Allah. Oh Allah, make our religion easy for us. Don't burden us religiously. So لا يكلف الله. Allah is saying He's not going to do that. Then we say, oh Allah, the religion, make it easy. Don't make it the way you did to the previous ummas that was very difficult. So إصرا كما حملته على الذين قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. Now we ask dua that, oh Allah, the problems of this world, the isr is the religious laws. The problems of this world, oh Allah, don't burden us with that which we don't have any power to do. So this is a reaffirmation that, oh Allah, whatever we find ourselves in, make sure we have enough taqa, enough power to overcome it. So this is a cheering us up of any problem that we might be facing in this world or the next. And then we conclude this dua, wa'fu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna. So we've asked Allah, if we make a mistake, ignore it. If we forget, ignore it. Oh Allah, make the religious obligations easy for us. Oh Allah, the problems of this world, give us enough fortitude to overcome them. Suppose we fail in any of these, oh Allah, if we cannot live up to the religious obligations, if we find the problems of this world difficult, and we kind of fail those, oh Allah, then what? وَعْفُ عَنَّا وَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَرْحَمْنَا. Oh Allah, forgive our own shortcomings. Even though the religion is easy, even though the problems of this world we have enough to overcome, we will still fail. So when we fail, what should we do? Oh Allah, وَعْفُ عَنَّا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو. This is the dua of these nights. Erase our sins, cover them up. And then, oh Allah, once you've gotten rid of our sins, we need your mercy to move forward. Because, goes back to our first few du'as in the month, we said, maghfirah is one thing, rahmah is another. Maghfirah negates the negative, rahmah affirms the positive. Maghfirah will wipe out your sins, but you're then at zero balance. You don't have anything. Rahmah will give you a positive balance. So once we've wiped out the sins, we need to move forward. And that forwardness is going to come, warhamna. Oh Allah, have mercy on us. Then we say to Allah, Anta Mawlana, you are our protector, our nourisher, our sustainer. No one can protect other than you. No one can sustain other than you. Who else can we turn to, oh Allah? You're the one who is our Mawla. Anta Mawlana. We're not going to get help from anywhere else. We affirm that you are the Rabb. You are the Ilah. You are the Malik. You are the Mawla. So, oh Allah, if you don't help, there is no help. Anta Mawlana. And then the final point, even from a political standpoint, we don't want to be failures. Oh Allah, those that are our enemies, those that oppose you, فَانْصُرْنَا عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. Allow us to always have the upper hand and be victorious. If you look at this dua, it is such a comprehensive dua. Every base is covered, every point is covered. The basics of theology, the basics of our religion of Islam, every single facet of our faith, our types of shortcomings, they are all different. An accidental shortcoming, an intentional shortcoming, the religious ones, the worldly ones, everything is covered. And then our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, and with this we conclude, whoever recites these last two verses of Surah Al-Baqarah, any word that he recites, Allah Azza wa Jal will give him that word. This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. The word, every word that you say, Allah has said, I will give it to you. So this is a guaranteed dua. When we say the last two verses of Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, I will give him what he is asking for. So we make this dua to Allah. We memorize these last two verses. We continually recite them. And inshaAllah ta'ala, we'll continue the day after tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.